Okay, let's get into Tehillim Perek Mem He. And we remember and recognize that every Perek of Tehillim, we could really spend many, many hours on each Perek, because so many Svarim talk about each of the Psukim and so many Mamari Chazal. But we're just trying to get our feet wet and touch on a few things in each of the Perekim. And this will be another example of it. This Perek talks about a Melech, talks about a king. The first half of the Perek is all about the godless of a king and how amazing he is, and he has all the Milas, and he has everything that a king could want. He's wise, and he's handsome, and he's kulotov. And the second half of the king talks about his wedding. He talks about the kala. The kala is right next to him, and the kala is beautiful, and the kala has more girls and young maidens that are servicing. And the author of the parak says, and there's going to be a great life together, and the queen shall leave her am, her nation, and join the king, and they shall live happily ever after, and I will keep praising the king forever and ever. That's the parak. The question is, who is this king that is being referred to? So if you look throughout each of the Mefarshim, they have a stand. Rashi says, based on Chazal, the king are Talmidei Chachamim. And throughout the Perek, Rashi says that each of these Midos are referencing a Talmid Chacham, who is called a Melech. So that's the Rashi. And the Rashi is based on, if you look in the first The first pasuk, let's read it. Lamaseach al Shoshanim livnei Korach. Livnei Korach said this about the Shoshanim. Shoshanim maskil shir yedidos. It is a song of love, of yedidos, of friendship. So Shoshanim, the Medrash says, is a reference. Roses is like a Talmid Chacham. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel, Rashi quotes, Shem Rachim l'Kishoshanim, they're soft like roses, V'Na'im Kishoshanim, they're nice, U'Martivim Maisim Tovim Kishoshanim, they're all like, Talmid Chacham are like roses. So Ramosha Soloveitchik from Switzerland, is quoted by Rav Matisyo Solomon in the Kamotzi Shalal Rav here. He quotes a thought that a rose, the more a rose absorbs the dew, the more a rose smells and gives off the aroma. When you go to a rose garden, it's very strong. The more tal it's absorbed, the stronger it gets. So to the greater, the more Torah that a Talmid Chacham learns and allows to shape his religious personality, that the greater that he will be misahev the Torah, and that's what Rashi says. Laha ahivam ala brios. That's number one. Rashi says maybe he's not talking about a king at all. It's just talking about a Talmid Chacham. But the Pashup Shad might mean it's referring to a king. Different suggestions. Maybe it's talking about David HaMelech. Maybe it's talking about David HaMelech being the king. So maybe it's referring to David HaMelech. Maybe it's referring to Shlomo HaMelech. Maybe it's referring to Achav. So there's different hints in the Perek. Just to point out a couple of the hints, and then we'll start reading as many of the psukim as we can. Obviously, David HaMelech, he's the one that has all of the midos that are mentioned. He's wise, and he's an unav, and he has all the midos. So that will point to David HaMelech. But it says that he married a kala, and the kala is told to leave her am. Right? In Pasuk Yud Aleph, Shichachi Amech. So if that's taken literally, David HaMelech married somebody from another am. So maybe that's referring to Shlomo HaMelech, who married Bas Paro. So some say it's referring to that, but then it talks about Ophir, the certain type of ivory that was only in the days of Shlomo, so that's also a raya. But then it says, talks about enemies and overcoming enemies, which Shlomo HaMelech was a man of peace, so there was no war. So some say it was later, so different pshatim given. Some say, and maybe it was all, as we know, many of the prakim have a potential to be interpreted in many ways, Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach, and that's what at the end of the parak he says, I'm going to keep talking about this, and Klal Yisrael keeps davening for this king. And Melech HaMashiach has all the milas, as we know as well. So these are a couple of different pshatim exactly. But one more idea based on the first pasuk, Salam Naseach al Shoshanim Levnei Korach. Levnei Korach is who said this. The Medrash says that they said this right away as they were falling down into the hole. Why? Because the Medrash says, if you look now in Pasuk Beis, Rachash Libi Davar Tov. My heart started feeling, in my heart I felt a Hargasha Davar Tov to do something good. Omer Ani Masai LaMelech. And I said, Masai LaMelech, my actions are for the king. The Medrash says that Rachash Libi, as they were being punished, they didn't even have time to do Vidui. They didn't have time to do vidui. It was as the, they just had a epiphany and a moment and a hargasha of tshuva. And that was good enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted it. As we know, v'nei korach lo mesu. Right? And that's what the Be'er HaChaim, points out in the commentary to Tehillim, that even after Moshe Rabbeinu told them, a hole is gonna open up, you're gonna be swallowed, even then they didn't do tshuva. Adayin lo chazur bohem ad sha'ol achin para piyam levalam, until they started being swallowed up. So you see from here, it doesn't matter how late in the process it is. Umikan teitzei akriya lachal ish v'ish b'Yisrael. Afshu la'achar hayeyush. She'yeda ki yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzapa li tshuvasech im yashuv miyad yakablo. Hashem is waiting for the tshuva of each and every person. So that's rachash libi davar tov. There is a beautiful thought that we've mentioned in many other shiurim from Rav Yosef Engel on this pasuk. Omer Ani. The phrase Omer Ani almost exclusively in Shas appears by Rav Yehuda Hanasi. In the Yerushalmi, it's a little bit by Rav Yosef Eglili too. But in general, it's Rav Yehuda, not 95%. It's Rav Yehuda Hanasi. What is Omer Ani? Omer Ani is a form of La'ani is Daiti. But if you look in the Beis HaOtzar on the Klal Lamed Gimel, Keino Yedarko Shel Rebbe Lomar, Omer Ani, in Kiddushin, he quotes 20 different Gemaras where he says it. Omer Ani, he says, a lashon of derech anava. Mishameis Rebbe batla anava, as it says in the end of Sota. And that's what he's saying, Omer Ani, I'm just little old me. And he says, Beis also continues and says, maybe it's even Mavur, Besifri, Talmid HaBal Shem Tov, that derech anshe maila hagadolim, they don't even take credit for anything. They say it's the Ani in me, it's the Neshama in me that is expressing this idea. But it's not even me. So maybe that's what Omer Ani here means also, in terms of the anava that's reflected. And maybe that's what Hillel meant in Sukkah. Imani kan hakol kan. Hainu dashchina hakadosha nikres ani. Umuvanim advarim kipshutam. Imani kan hainu imashchina hakadosha kan hakol kan. And Rashi alludes to that as well. But then he says, maybe another hint that this is referring to Rebbe, because what does the Pasuk say? Rachash liber davatov, David, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, who comes from David HaMelech. He thought in his heart to do something good. Omer ani ma'asai la'melech. I'm doing this l'shem shamayim. What is that referring to? When he decided to write down the Mishnah. Right? It was Eis la'asos l'shem. He was doing it for Hashem. And what's the next phrase? L'shoni eitz sofer mahir. My pen. My tongue is like a pen, sofer mahir, like a sofer. I wrote it down. It's a remes. And also sofe tevos Rebbe. Also at in Notak Sefer Tehillim, Nechta Baruch HaKodesh, Anyon Masidim. So he quotes a lot of remazim here to that. Here. Libi davar tov. Sofe tevos Rebbe. Tevas loshoni gematria Yehuda Hanasi. Hayramos Hashem Rebbe Shekinu Chachamim v'gam Shmo Ha'atzmi Yehuda Hanasi. Continues. This is Rabbi Yosef Engel, but that's a remez to Rabbi Hanasi. Okay, back to the psukim. Yaf Yafisa Mibnei Adam. So the narrator, so to speak, is saying to the king, "You're beautiful." Yaf Yafisa Hutzak Kain Besipso Secha. Your lips have chain and favor. Al Kain Beiracha Lokim Olam Hashem should bless you. Chagor Charbacha Al Yorek Yibar. Gird your take your sword. So again, Rashi says, L'shitasu, this is talking about Torah, right? You're the Milchamta Shel Torah. Guard your sword. Chabar Charbacha Al Yarech, put your sword on your thigh. Gibar Hotcha Vahadarecha. The Radak says that this whole parak is talking about Melech HaMashiach. So he says, what do you mean? In the days of the Melech HaMashiach, there's no war. At the beginning, there is. Chabar Charbacha, he says, is a reference to Melchemes. Gogu Magog, Hotcha Vahadarecha, your majesty and your splendor. Vahadar Chatzlach. And you shall have hatzlacha, you should succeed. Rechav al dvar emes va'an v'tzedek. You should ride on, and it should be part of who you are. Truthhood, dvar emes va'an v'tzedek, and anava. And humility, right? Humility needs to be part of a king in Judaism. The Rambam writes when he describes Melech HaMashiach in Hil, and Malachim in general, not Melech HaMashiach, Malachim in general, the end of Perek Beis in Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam says, Kach tziva lios libo bekirbo shafal v'chalal. Shenemar v'libi chalal bekirbi. A king has to be very lowly and humble. Lo yinog begasas lev b'Yisrael yoser midai. Shenemar levilti rum levavo me'achav. V'yechonein umarachem l'ktanam u'l'gdolam. V'yetze v'yavo b'cheftzeyem u'betovasam. And he should go out, go and come, all about their good. V'yachus al kvod katan shebektanim. U'kshemadaber al kol akol b'lashen rabim yedaber rachos. Va'omer v'chulu lom yizhari ba'anova yisera. Ein lano gadol b'moshe rabbeinu. Va'yomer v'nachnuma. V'yisbol tarcham u'masam v'tulunosam v'kifsam. Kashi yisahomen asayonek v'chulu, so you have to take care, says the Rambam, and that's what's referenced in this pasuk, talking about the king, an v'tzedek, he has to have anava. The Ramban also, if you remember, says the only remez that we have in the entire Torah for a mitzvah to be humble, or an idea of being humble, is by the king in Shoftim. In Shoftim, where it says that the king has the limits, right? Not too many wives, or horses, or money. Levilti rum levavo me'achav, and he has to have a Torah with him all the time, so his heart is not haughty. Nirmaz bakan v'Torah isra ga'avus, says the Ramban. It's hinted here in the Torah the isra of haughtiness. Ki akasav yimnas amelech migaus v'romumus halev. The Torah says a king can't be haughty. V'kol shekein ha'acherim shinirim lakach. Everybody else for sure shouldn't hold themselves high. Ki bara'ui lehisromeim ulehisgadel. It's appropriate for him to be raised up, and yet, yes, he reinu lios levavo shafel kachol achavak tanim imenu. Ki agava midem aguna v'nim eses eitzol ha'elokim afilu b'melech. Ki agaiva, haughtiness is a terrible midah and disgusting in the eyes of Hashem, even for a king. Ki l'Hashem levado ha'gedula v'haromamos. Only Hashem could be haughty. V'lo levado ha'tila ubo yishalel ha'adam. Ki inyan mavur adei melech shlomo tovas Hashem kol geva lev. Says the pasuk in Mishlei, right? Any galev is toeva. V'ksiv ki im bezosi salam is alel haskel v'yadoa usi, says Yirmiyahu. So that's anava, tzedek, tarcha no raos yiminecha. Your right arm should have no raos, have amazing events. Chitzecha shenunim amim tachtecha yiplu. Your arm, your arrow should be sharpened, and there should be nations that fall under you. Again, this is the pasuk that is this talking about Shlomo HaMelech. So right, there were no wars. Unless you say this just means that he has the sword raised, so he instills awe in the enemy, but he didn't have to win wars. It was just the awe. Believe oive hamelch. He had oivim. It doesn't mean that he fought them. So it can be. Each one can be pushed into the pshat. Kisacha elokim olam va'ed. Your throne should be forever. Shevet mishor, shevet malchusecha. The shevet of yashar, right? Your staff of fairness. Shevet malchusecha should be a simon of your malchus. Ahav to tzedek, vatisne resha, right? You loved tzedek, you hated falsehood and wickedness. Al kein mishachacha elokim la elokecha, shemen saso mechavei recha. Another pasuk that references David. This sounds like David, right? Because what did it say? You loved tzedek, you hated resha, and that's why you were anointed. Mishachacha elokim elokecha, shemen sason mechavei recha. From your friends and from your colleagues, you had the oil. There's a beautiful medrash. And the Yalkut, it's not the Yalkut here in Tehillim, it's the Yalkut in Shmuel, when Shmuel Anavi was going around to find who he was going to anoint. And he goes to the family of Yishai, and he goes to all the sons, and he starts pouring the oil onto the heads of Eliav and the brothers, and each time he starts pouring the oil miraculously went back into the cup. It didn't want to pour out. It went back into the pitcher. Natal Karen Hashemen. This is in Os Kufchav Dalid in the Yalkut Shemoni on Shmuel. Natal Karen Hashemen. Ubala Tzuk al Rosho. Ubara Hashemen la Acharav. Kishera'a Kach. Omar Gambazelo Bachar Hashem. He starts pouring and it didn't, the oil went back up against gravity. So Shmuel says it must not be the right one. The Kacha Yashemen Oselu Kulan. Kivan Sheba David Ra Hashemen Ratzme Atzmo. All of a sudden, David, they find David. All of a sudden, the oil starts jumping out of the pitcher. The nitzok barosh David, and it's poured on David's head. Amar v'tarim kireim karni. I list up my karen balosi b'shemen ranan. The kolkach lama shera kadosh baruch hu ma'isav shel David sheiroi li moshech lamalchus. Hashem saw the actions, the ma'is and the midos of David that he's right to be the king. Shene emar. Where does that pasuk? Our pasuk. Ahav to tzedek v'tisner resha alkein mishachacha lokim. Because he was roi from his midos. That's his ticket to being the king. Marva alo suksios kol bigdosecha. Now we switch over to the wedding, right? He has all of these, oils. Kol min hechle shein, right? He has the hechle shein, the ivory. So ivory wasn't around in the days of David. It was Shlomo. That's why some think it's Shlomo. But Shlomo only had his throne made out of ivory. Other ivory just came later. By the way, also, an elephant is not mentioned in Tanakh anywhere. Rabbi Slifkin points out, but Shane is, like maybe ivory tusks is the closest you get for an elephant to Tanakh. Mini simchucha, from those that are happy from you. Benos malachim bikrosecha, the princesses are those that visit you. Nitzva shegel li mincha, the queen shall be standing to your right, bekesem ofir, with a beautiful crown. Shimi bas uri vatiyaznech. So the Achronim talk about this pasuk. Listen, see, and turn your ear. So in this pasuk, you have three stages. Listen, see, listen. Right? What's the one, right? A, B, A. It goes back. So both the Beis HaLevi in Kisisa and Rav Zevin in Latrav HaLamadim in Lechacha have the same idea. That it's kind of like we've mentioned in the past, the thought of Rav Yisrael Salanter. Ein Kelokeinu comes before Mi Kelokeinu. Right? First you should ask the question, Mi Kelokeinu, and they give the answer, Ein Kelokeinu. Why is it first Ein Kelokeinu? Because first it has to be a Yisod. I have a Mesorah, I accept, this is the truth. Once that's true, then I could try to delve into and appreciate it more. But even if I don't get any answers, it goes back to Ein Kelokeinu. So Shmia, there's a Shmia, there has to be a hearing of the Mesorah, says the Beis HaLevi. Then you could try to see and analyze and delve, but then you have to come back to the Shmia also. Hati Aznech, come back to the Shmia. That's what he says. B'tchila Shmia v'achakach v'achakach shuv chazal Shmia. And they have been mitzchazik. And then the acharkach harishus biyado lehis bonein beimke hadvarim ubesodo sehen hein betami mitzvos vasiyah vehein bedarki alimud. And mikol makom, even after his bonenus, tzorach shuv lachzor lemunah pshuta. You have to come back. And he says, Rav Zevin says beautifully also that the senses, we usually think of re'iyah as much stronger. Right? Lote shmiya gedola me re'iyah. And that's true. Right? Re'iyah is greater clarity. And it's right in front of me. And, you can't argue with the re'iyah. But our mesorah is based on shmiya. It's based on Shmiya. It can't be just Re'iyah. And Rav Zevin says, by Re'iyah, if you see something, you put a very, very thin veil right in front of your eyes, and all of a sudden the Re'iyah is ruined. Re'iyah is ruined. Shmiya, right? You have to put in very strong earplugs. Very strong earplugs in order to block out the Shmiya. Because otherwise, the Shmiya lasts even longer. And that's what he says. The same idea as the Beis HaLevi. He quotes the Medrash. Right? Lech lecha me'artzcha me'latcha me'zavicha la'aret asher ar'eka. Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, Shimi Basari Hati Aznech, our Pasach is quoted there. And that's what it says, Shmiya Betchila, Vishmiya Basof, Uriya Be'emsa. And that's what he says, the same idea as the Beis HaLevi. Again, Rav Zevin in Lech Lecha, Beis HaLevi in Kisisa. Reminds me also of the good story in Baba Basra. If you remember that story about Rabbi Yochanan is giving Shir, and he says that, in the future there's going to be huge rocks that are going to be chiseled, in order to create the gates of Yerushalayim, and there's one a Talmud that scoffed at him and says, well, we can't even find rocks the size of 1/20th of that size. We're going to find such huge rocks. And then all of a sudden that Talmud goes out on a boat and he sees in Shemayim that the angels are chiseling huge rocks. And he says, what are you doing this for? He says, for the gates of Yerushalayim. And quickly this Talmud goes back to shore and, he says to Rabbi Yochanan, right? That's Rabbi Yochanan, read the Gemara. I just found it. Liyama hifligas finasa bayam. Chazam alachay asharis de yasi v'kamenasu yavadim tovaz margalius. Shem lamad alamid v'chakak bem eser brum eserim. Amr lehu hani laman. He says to these angels, what are you chiseling those for? Amru lei sha'asidah kadosh baruch hu lahamidan b'sharei Yerushalayim. Hashem's going to put them in the gates of Yerushalayim. Asa lakamid Rabbi Yochanan. Amr lei drosh Rebbe. He goes after Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Rebbe, I'm sorry. Lecha no eli drosh. Kasher amarta kein ra'isi. Like you said, so too I saw. I had re'iyah. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's not called emuna. You think I need your re'iyah? Amar lo, reka, empty one. Ilmali re'isa lo ha'emanta. If you wouldn't have seen, you wouldn't have believed. Melagle galdevre chacham mata. You are a scoffer of the words of the rabbis. Nasan ena bo, v'nasa gal shalat zamas. What happened? Rabbi Yochanan gave him the stare, and he dropped dead. And the Gal Shalat Zamas, Rav Asher Weiss once said, that it's only about what you see, so you don't see your neshama either. So you only believe in what you see, so I guess you don't need your neshama, because your neshama is also about shemiya, and not about re'iyah. Okay, we continue the pasuk. Again, now we're talking about this pasuk in Alva. It's talking to the woman, the queen. Shimi basari bati aznech, v'shichi amech, forget your nation. Right, so again, that's either referring to a nation, it could refer to just forget your family, and now your greatest loyalty is to the king. Ubeis avich. The yis of hamelech yafich. The melech would have a taiva, would have a desire for your beauty. Ki hu adonayach. Vishtach vilo. He is your master. Bow to him. Uvas tzor b'mincha panayach yachalu ashirei am. The ashirim will give you many presents. Kol kevuda bas melech penima. Famous pasuk. All the kavod, you should know, queen, is hidden. Kol kevuda bas melech penima. Right, the Rambam quotes that in Hilchas Ishus in Perek Yugimel to say that, you know, a woman should be involved in chesed and many different activities, but should also just know the concept of tznius, right? This is the pasuk that's quoted, relating to the concept of tznius. Rav Schechter in Eretz HaTzvi, Yud Beis, quotes that many people have a misconception that tznius just means covered. Covered. No, covered. Tznius is a way of life, how to talk, and how to, not only how to dress, how to talk, how to behave, right? It says that the second luchos were given with tznius, and that's why they lasted. But the second luchos here had a long dress on. No, it means you call anam yanhig et atzmo b'chol in yanechaya b'ofen shal tzina v'yechya chayim pratiim b'li ra'ashanos u'b'li pumbius. We don't have to be always the center of attention, right? And that's called kvuda bas melech panima mimishpo zozov levusha, greater than gold. Lyric most tuval amelech basulo sacharea. There's many maidens following her. Tuvalna b'smal chosos vagil. You have a lot of happiness. And then Yudzayin Tachas Avosecha Yu Banecha, which literally means in the context that you should have wonderful children, which should take the place of the forefathers. The Chazal used this in a context of children replacing halachically the fathers in terms of certain context in the halacha Bava Basra. They will be princes throughout the land. Askira Shimcha B'chol Davadar. I will keep saying your name. Back to the king. In every generation, Al Kain Amim Yoducha L'Olam Vo'ed, all nations will be moded to you. L'Olam Vo'ed, the Radak says, this is in the future. Ben Melech HaMashiach. The Radak does quote, in the last pasuk here, that there are some Christians that believe this parak is all about Yeshu HaNotzri, and he goes through how each pasuk can't be talking about him. Other gods don't have chaverim and doesn't have fathers and children. He goes through each of the, there's a tshuva, there's a problem with each of their elements of their belief. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Mem hei.